to start, can you just walk through the early stages of the COVID-19 outbreak in the state and how the Department of Correction responded?
Even before the COVID outbreak, the Department of Correction had put in place some really strict quarantine procedures because we always have to deal with infectious diseases, including the flu. And as early as March, we had established quarantine tiers in every facility in preparation for COVID, so that if any flu-like symptoms developed and we weren't sure if it was just the normal flu or if it was COVID, we would isolate that inmate from the general population. And then we went through a series of precautions, including banning visitation for a temporary time so that the influenza, the COVID coronavirus could not be introduced into the facility from somebody visiting. We implemented temperature checks and screenings for every officer and counselor. Every person who enters a correctional facility or probation office has to have his or her temperature taken and go through a series of screening questions. Again, our goal is to prevent the virus from coming into the facility unknowingly, either from an officer, a counselor, or a visitor. And we implemented some additionally strict cleaning protocols. We invested in a machine that actually decontaminates for COVID. And then when you go into any of our facilities, they reek of bleach because we're doing at least twice daily cleanings with bleach, but every shift does additional screenings, as well as right on the tiers for inmates. They have all the cleaning protocols to make sure the tiers stay clean. So through those efforts, we were prepared probably as better as any correctional facility in the country to contain any threat of COVID running rampant through any facility. And today, June 16th, we have just one inmate who's COVID positive, just one. All the others have successfully recovered, and unfortunately, we did have seven deaths.
And ultimately, about 148 cases total, if I'm correct in that. You did mention that Delaware was as good or better prepared than most other states. With the amount of COVID cases that the Department of Correction did see during the initial COVID-19 peak, would you call that a success in containing the virus?
We have nine prison facilities in our state, nine. Four of them are more of your maximum security type prisons, and the other five are more community correction type centers, work release centers. We have nine correctional facilities in our state. We have 173 housing tiers. We contained the virus to just four housing tiers among the 173 statewide. That's how aggressive we were with preventing widespread contamination, from immediately isolating and quarantining anybody who had symptoms or had been around somebody who had symptoms. And we did a lot of proactive testing, particularly among the elderly population, because we were concerned about underlying health issues. And even in facilities that had no signs of COVID, over a 12-week stretch, we implemented twice-daily temperature checks for every inmate, including screenings for cough, shortness of breath, and other symptoms. And you know, those aggressive measures, and they were definitely, they very labor-intensive, very proactive. That is what has helped us to contain any COVID cases over the course of the now past 13 weeks to just four housing tiers among 173.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's now down to just one inmate who is COVID positive. And now the DOC is looking to bring back in-person visitations to its facilities. Can you talk about what that's going to look like and what the new normal will be for visitors to Department of Correction facilities?
We recognize the hardship on inmates and on families to only be able to talk by phone or by video. So as soon as we thought it was safe, and we think we're at that point now, we are prepared to open visitation with restrictions. and there's going to be very strict sign-up measures. There's always very strict sign-up measures, but we're even, you know, we're going to make sure, for instance, you know, nobody can visit if they've had COVID or live in a household that has had COVID for the past 14 days. And then we're going to be very strict about that. And if anybody who visits and then later tests positive, we're going to be really strict about tracing, about contact tracing. We are going to limit it to just one visitor per inmate and only people who are 18 years or older at this time. As we go through the summer and we see, you know, if this really does stay contained, we may open that up more. And if we get a second wave in the fall or the winter, we will not hesitate to go back to very strict procedures so that we do not have somebody bring COVID unknowingly into one of our facilities.
And in addition to those strict procedures, is there anything else that the DOC is doing to actively prepare for a potential resurgence of the virus?
Nick, we're not going to let our guard down. We're not going to go back, you know, to pre-COVID. We will maintain COVID precautions, screenings, testing, tracing, clear through until there's a vaccine. And we as a country feel that we have really, truly gotten ahead of this very terrible virus. We have to operate, the Department of Correction has to operate under very strict protocols for infectious diseases. We do it all the time for the flu, for hepatitis A, and now we're going to have to do it for COVID for the foreseeable future. And the officers are prepared for that. Our medical provider has been tremendous. I can't say enough positive things about how correctional officers and supervisors, probation officers, have been flexible and have really adapted to any new changes and have just accepted them as this is the way they have to operate to fulfill our mission of public safety while we continue offender rehabilitation and offender counseling and, you know, prison industry jobs so that we keep inmates busy and learning and prepared for reentry.